Barkley is with the Prairie Rivers Network, one of the groups that prompted the state to file its case against Springfield Coal by suing the company themselves.
I think it's really hard to believe that an operator that has not, well, in the last 9 years has complied 1 month out of that entire time, that just because they're given a permit now with a little tighter limits that they're going to comply with that.
The group's lawyer decided to sue after finding Springfield violated its permit for 79 out of the 80 months she examined. So why did the EPA renew the permit?
Now, the key thing here, and this is where I think some of the confusion has arisen, is the Illinois Environmental Protection Act does not establish past noncompliance as a reason for denying a permit. Do you get that?
This is Andrew Mason, a spokesman for the Illinois EPA. He says the agency actually cannot deny the permit because of the company's past record.
Right. State law, we are not the agency is not allowed under state law to consider past violations of an applicant in judging, you know, the merits of a permit.
While Mason says the EPA could not deny the permit, he says the agency was able to change it to make it stronger.
There's the sense that there's a rubber stamp, and this is like the farthest you could possibly get from a rubber stamp. It just simply comes down to we set a high bar for this particular permit, and the operators have committed to meeting it. They feel they can, and we agree. And so by state law, we granted the permit.
Ultimately, it comes down to the idea that the agency isn't allowed to issue a permit unless it can prove that the Environmental Protection Act is going to be met by the permit. And we haven't seen proof by the applicant that it can actually meet the terms of its permit, and so the agency shouldn't have issued it.
That's Jessica Dexter, an attorney for the Environmental Law and Policy Center. She represented the environmental groups, including Barclays, in their case against the coal companies. Dexter says even with the added conditions, she believes the mine won't comply with the new permit. Further, she does not agree with the EPA's underlying reasoning.
I don't agree with that statement because the same section of the statute that says the agency has a duty to issue a permit if the applicant can prove that it won't cause a violation of the act, the next sentence says that the agency may consider prior adjudications of noncompliance with the act, which has been done in this case.
So what does state law actually say? Chapter 415 of the state code, which regulates environmental safety, does say that if an applicant shows it can meet the permit, it must be issued.
It shall be the duty of the agency to issue such a permit upon proof by the applicant that the facility, equipment, vehicle, vessel, or aircraft will not cause a violation of this act or of regulations hereunder.
But it does also give the agency some leeway when looking into past violations.
In making its determinations on permit applications under this section, the agency may consider prior adjudications of noncompliance with this act by the applicant that involved a release of a contaminant into the environment.
In the EPA's renewal of the industry mine permit, in the responsiveness survey section, in which it addresses citizen concerns, it actually quotes this section of the Illinois Code. But the EPA says the code only gives it the power to modify permits based on past violations, not to deny them. Tracy Barkley from the Prairie Rivers Network says the EPA's decision in this case has implications beyond just the industry mine.
That's what's particularly troubling about seeing the state allowing continued operation through the NPDES permit is what kind of message does that send to other operators that you can be out of compliance for 9 years and still be allowed to make money doing what you do and causing damage along the way.
Currently, Springfield Coal is not actively mining at the industry site. However, the owners of the company are trying to open a mine in nearby Littleton, and the coal from that site would be processed at industry. The Illinois Pollution Control Board is scheduled to make a final decision in the penalty phase of the case in August. The environmental groups want Springfield Coal and the previous owner, Freeman United, to be fined $10,000 per violation, the maximum allowed by law. That would add up to about $65 million. In addition, they have announced they will appeal the EPA's renewal of the water pollution permit. I'm Scott Stuntz.